AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. President Biden's nominee to head the Office of Management and Budget, Neera Tanden, has withdrawn amid criticism for her critical tweets aimed at both Republican and Democrats in Congress. Senate confirmation of Biden's nominees has been very slow. Only 11 confirmed out of 23 selected for cabinet-level posts, and of the core 15 key secretaries, only 10 have their jobs. According to the Center for Presidential Transition, about a month into their first terms, previous four presidents had 84% of their core cabinet picks confirmed. The slow pace is in part due to the delay in the transition process by then-President Donald Trump's attempts to dispute his election loss and what the Biden White House says was a lack of cooperation from Trump administration officials. Biden says vaccine production is being ramped up to the point that at least the first shot should be available in less than 3 months.
We're now on track to have enough vaccine supply for every adult in America by the end of May.
The president says vaccines are also being sent to pharmacies across the country, earmarked for teachers and other educators. He wants all their vaccinations to be accomplished by the end of this month. Biden optimistically feels things could be back to normal in this country no later than this time next year. Chinese hackers infiltrate Microsoft.
Microsoft says China-based government hackers have found their way into its Exchange server software and targeted U.S. organizations, including defense contractors, infectious disease researchers, universities, and law firms. Microsoft says the hacking group it calls Hafnium was able to gain access into Exchange servers, which were then controlled remotely. Reston, Virginia-based cybersecurity firm Volexity helped spot the intrusions in late January. Microsoft has released security upgrades for its Exchange server software. I'm Mike Gracia.
This is AP News. Catholic Archdiocese question a vaccine.
The Archdiocese of New Orleans is advising Catholics they should try to choose only coronavirus vaccines from Moderna or Pfizer because the cell line used in Johnson & Johnson's vaccination is derived from aborted fetuses. The St. Louis Archdiocese also encouraged Catholics to seek out alternatives to the, quote, morally compromised J&J shot, but says if there is no alternative, then they could get that vaccine in good conscience. Johnson & Johnson's issued a statement that there's no fetal tissue in its vaccine. Decades ago, several types of cell lines did use fetal tissue, but the cells used today are cloned versions. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Dr. Anthony Fauci donates his personal 3D model of the COVID-19 virus to the Smithsonian's Museum of American History. Fauci was honored this evening with the museum's Great Americans Medal. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.